All right, everybody. I am back with another incredible guest and another incredible conversation. This time, I'm introducing you to Daniel Wargo, and we did laugh. There was a lot of laughter in this episode, but also Daniel deals in a milieu or an arena that I kind of can't stop talking about and loving and everything, and namely, that is food and restaurants. And so this is how I met Daniel. A fellow guest introduced me to Daniel and said, hey, you've got to have him on your show. So then I started watching his Instagram content, and I have to tell you that I just kind of fell in love with his channel, with everything food, from the top 10 Orange County restaurants to the underrated Orange County breakfast burritos, conversations and reels about where to have dinner on the Sunset Strip, most underrated barbecue. I mean, for someone who loves food, I just could not stop watching his content. And he has a blooper reel, which I talk about a little bit later in this episode, but I just watch that multiple times because I just love it when people don't take themselves too seriously. So basically, Daniel has, I think, a lot of people's dream job. He gets to go around and try all this scrumptious food, all this incredibly beautiful food, and then report back to us. His Instagram channel is forkingaround.tv, and please do yourself a favor and check it out. But also check out this conversation, which should be starting just as soon as I finish eating this incredibly decadent and fabulously spicy green chili cheeseburger.
So about 3 years ago, I was working a serving job, and I was, you know, kind of doing all this stuff. And one day I was walking my boy Sherman. I had some In-N-Out in one hand. I had the dog leash in the other. I was getting my keys out ready to go to my apartment. And like another, my neighbor walked out with her dog, and my dog jumped at that towards that dog. And the leash wrapped around my finger and broke my finger.
Well, I'd love to ask the main question of the podcast, which is, you know, I would so appreciate if you would share a story, or maybe even more than one story, of something that you consider to be magical, miraculous, mysterious, something that kind of changed your life, that made you think about things in a different way or consider the universe in a different way. I'd love to hear whatever you'd like to share.
Sure. Yeah. There's something that comes to mind here, and I don't know, you know, how it'll kind of check this box, but it does relate to my journey as a creator over the past 5 years now. And for years, I have been doing this, and I grind every single day. I still feel like I'm grinding like crazy. Obviously, I have a following, but, you know, like, I'm nowhere near where I'd like to be, you know, like, so I'm still in the grind. But for years, for probably the first 2 years, it was just that. It was like me and, you know, my closest friends and my mom and, you know, maybe like 1,000 or 2,000 followers, which I was grateful for. But it was very, very small beans. So about 3 years ago, I was working a serving job, and I was, you know, kind of doing all this stuff. And one day I was walking my boy Sherman. I had some In-N-Out in one hand. I had the dog leash in the other. I was getting my keys out ready to go to my apartment. And like another, my neighbor walked out with her dog, and my dog jumped at that towards that dog. And the leash wrapped around my finger and broke my finger, which is, it wasn't even that huge of a deal. Like, it was just, I mean, it was painful. Obviously, I use a different kind of leash now. It's all good. But so I broke my finger. I had to basically quit the serving job because I couldn't, they wouldn't allow me to carry things, which I think they just didn't want someone looking like that in their restaurant. So here's where the thing comes through. So I'm, all this stuff is like coming to a head, and so I have to go to the doctor, and the doctor that I find is in Pasadena, which is like 30 minutes away from where I was. And I don't really go over to Pasadena, but my brother lives at that direction. And so I say, oh, do you want to grab lunch? I have this doctor's appointment. So grab lunch at this like Vietnamese, like fast casual, like build your own spring roll kind of place. And while I'm there, I just take some quick shots, quick video, whatever. I'm not even planning to make a video on it. Nothing, whatever. I go to the doctor's appointment. Maybe a month later, I'm like, I need some content. Let me put this together. So I make this like 19-second video with voiceover. My face isn't even in it. It's like nothing. And it was my first viral hit. And it changed the trajectory of everything from that point on. And in the moment, I'm thinking, oh, cool. Like, it's, you know, this finally happened. It was bound to happen. But the more I looked into it, the more I'm like, well, I wouldn't have been there. I would never have been there if my finger hadn't have broken. And I wouldn't have quit that job if my finger, you know, like all of this stuff like came kind of out of this bad event or whatever, this thing that this nuisance in my life. And I, you know, had that not happened, now another video might have gone off. I don't know. But it was that one after 2 years. And it was the reason was just this like thing, you know, this thing that you would just be like, God damn it. Like this happened. That shouldn't have happened. And all of a sudden. So that's kind of what comes to my mind first.
Oh, yeah. And I think what you're trying to say is that Sherm has your back.
Yeah.
And Sherm, he knew what he was doing. Absolutely. Like, OK, this one here.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to have his finger broken because and I guess no one else is going to do it. So I'm going to have to do it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the most outrageous, you know, to get the wheels turning, you know, I can just see. You know, Sherman's like, I know what needs to happen here, and it's going to happen in this crazy way.
Yeah.
Because I have to be the agent to do this. And because I'm so cute, by the way.
Yes, of course.
I will be forgiven everything for breaking his finger. He doesn't know yet what kind of huge, good things are going to come his way, but I will be the agent for you. You're a little guardian angel.
He really did it. Yeah. I mean, he ruined that day, but it was but in the long run, really, I mean, that was the chess piece that needed to move in order for the next thing to come. And yeah, it was, so it felt very like, I mean, miraculous is a crazy word to use there. It's not that, but it felt like divine, kind of like timing of like things working out, you know, in the right way, or in a way that was like meant to be in some weird way. Yeah,
absolutely. I just want to note for everybody who's listening that Sherman walked behind you and has something that looks like a donut. And I thought, you know, like father, like son. Everybody, I did not actually begin this conversation eating a green chili cheeseburger after that contest that I participated in a few years ago. I actually think I'm still bloated from that. So I hope you loved this conversation with Daniel and also his patience with me as I kind of suggested that Sherman was the end all and be all of all things. But honestly, if you were part of this and you saw Sherman and saw him just being so cute in the background, you'd feel smitten the same way that I do. Now, to check out what Daniel's doing in the world and to see how his shiny and fun face shows up out there, there's going to be a link in the episode show notes to his Instagram as well as to his TikTok. And I think he's one of those people, you kind of look at him, you see that he didn't give up, you see that he kept going, and now, one broken finger later, he is conquering the known universe. I need to thank Daniel for being on the show and for being so kind and gracious and telling all of his incredible stories. I want to just remind everybody that I am looking for ratings and reviews. So if you can find it in your heart to give me a rating or a little review, I would be ever so grateful. Those ratings and reviews warm the little cockles of my heart, and they make me really happy. Very, very happy. So yeah, go ahead and smash those buttons. Give me a rating or a review. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Daniel. I mean, Daniel didn't give up. And I have to say that the kind of work that he's doing, putting himself out there, eating all of this scrumptious food, I mean, it's pretty easy not to give up, frankly, because I love food. And so here I am watching him eat all of these delightful items and just wishing that I could be him. In the kind of work that he does, in the joy that he's bringing the world. Be like Daniel. Go out there and find a niche that needs someone's voice there. You know, whatever that looks like. You don't have to start your own TikTok or your own Instagram channel or whatever, but find a place where you fit. Find a place where you can create beauty or joy or hilarity or comedy or whatever that looks like. Find your niche. And then just start something. Just start something and don't give up, because that's what Daniel did. He refused to back down, even though the struggle was real and, you know, it's exhausting making all this content. He did not give up on himself. And then one magical dog later, one broken finger later, and so very soon, Daniel discovered that the world is, in fact, his oyster. Thank you.